Let's do a show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. We are finally back at the Hungry Brain. It's our first show here since July. Yeah, you can clap. It's a great bar. It's my favorite bar. See, listener at home, there are people here.
But we tell them why we didn't have a show that one day.
Okay, yeah, here's what happened. We were supposed to have our 300th show, 300 episodes. It's me and Mark Maron. We're going for the title. And don't laugh at that, Esmeralda. You've been part of this longer than anybody else. And American Airlines didn't think that it would be cool to fly in bad weather, which is fair and reasonable. But they only didn't fly because they had booked too many flights that they knew that they would be delayed. So I got into a Twitter war with American. I obviously lost. Nothing changed from it. And then they started like making fun of the show in Twitter form. And that was a fun time. That was the whole story.
No, wait, and then also, oddly enough, the Hungry Brain's power went out.
That's true, but I think that would have been the best show ever if we
did
a show
without
power.
It's like the
Hungry
Brain got sad and just shut down.
I've made the darkest bar in Chicago sad that I wasn't here. For the listener at home, this is where we started the show. This is the Hungry Brain. I am currently dressed like an asshole. I have a nice, really nice clothes on. Is that fair to say, Esmeralda? I look like I'm going to a Christmas party. In the dark, I look like a fucking 10. That's why she's the co-host, ladies and gentlemen. I just want everyone to know, both in the room and listening at home, I'm currently wearing a scarf because earlier I had a turkey sandwich stain on my shirt, and if I don't, you could see it right here, it's bad. So I have to put
this... You actually can't.
Good.
Honestly, unless you point it out like you just...
This is the city of improv. You're really bad at this. Anyways, I'm going to be dressed like this all night, and it's important for the listener to know exactly how the host looks. It's a very important thing. Stephanie Haas, which you have not heard yet, she did warm-up for this show. And Stephanie's one of my favorite comics. And she talked about growing up poor. And she's done this show before, and she's done that exact same material in Washington, D.C., and no one laughed. No one laughed because they couldn't relate to it in any way. And I'm not going to steal her jokes right now. I'm just going to talk about the things that I can't talk about when I'm in Washington, D.C. One of my favorite bits that Haas has in said opening is about now being able to afford cereal in boxes. That's funny because, like Stephanie, I grew up with cereal in bags. Like, that's what you had. You got a big bag, and it said something O's, and that was supposed to be Cheerios, and it tasted like whatever. It's grains and shit. Who cares? It's all marketing. I get it. But I completely related to that, and that's why I like Stephanie. So I'm going to talk about sad childhood stuff now. Here's what I just realized. I'm 30 years old. I'm also in the middle class. I have a wonderful wife. I'm not complaining in the least. That being said, it took me until I was 30 to realize that pain is not a currency, ladies and gentlemen. Just because you grew up in a certain way, people aren't going to be like, oh, let's put that guy on the show. No one gives a shit that your mom couldn't afford anything, okay? Get over it, guys. Time to shave the beards, all right? That's all I'm saying. Shave the beards. My beard is functional and literate. That doesn't make any sense. Esmeralda, does that make any sense to you?
No, because you really don't have a beard.
Thank you so much. It's functional and it's literate. Have you ever had a pudding for dinner, Esmeralda?
No.
I have. Here's what's happened. Sometimes you eat pudding for dinner.
That sounds fun.
It does sound fun, and then you realize, like, I'm 13 years old. This is how diabetes starts. Like, that's not a good thing. Here's an actual line from my childhood. No joke. If you don't finish your pudding, you don't get to eat the pie filling. If I couldn't finish my butterscotch pudding dinner, I wouldn't get to eat my cherry pie filling dessert out of the can. Don't shit on that, people that haven't done this. It's amazing if you're high, if you're 13 and sober. It's not very much fun. Once again, diabetes. I still liked canned mushrooms. I know that it's just salt and the idea of a vegetable, but I still enjoy it, and that's okay with me. I still enjoy, no qualms about it, no matter how much money I'm ever going to have, like 40 grand. I'm going to still enjoy... It's a joke because it's not a lot of money for the people listening at home. I'm still going to enjoy the dollar menu from Wendy's. It's a superior dollar menu, and I highly recommend that you go explore it. When the dollar menu becomes like the $1.29 menu, it's going to be a very sad day in my life, and that says something about me. That means that I'm not ready to have kids if I'm even thinking about the dollar menu at Wendy's. That being said, if you're 30 years old and you have a kid, congratulations. I'm very happy for you. Good job. Good luck. I wish you the best. And if you are going to give your kids pudding for dinner, 30-year-olds, I'm assuming you're at least 30 when you're giving your kids pie, give them pie filling as well. Don't make them finish the pudding. That's also how you get obese kids. Okay, kids and adults, things got off the rails really fast. I don't know if this is good or bad. We've had this streak of shows in so many seasons, and they've all been like really, really well. And this is the most supportive room I'm in. Not doing the best show. I already know that. It's going to be fun. I've surrounded myself with very talented people, so you're going to hear more voices than just mine, and that's going to make things better. Thank you, Dimitri. I appreciate you laughing. Final note for the quote-unquote monologue. Every time I come here, it still blows my mind that there's art to the right of me of a man that lit himself on fire on the expressway and a photo of the man that lit himself on the expressway with a hatchet and sunglasses dressed like the Unabomber to the left of me. For the people at home, that's the Hungry Brain in a nutshell. It's the most perfect, wonderful, safe bar. And if you go to your right, you're going to be lit on fire. And if you go to your left, there's going to be a dead man with a hatchet. So never leave this wonderful womb of support, because everything else outside in the world is incredibly scary and doesn't have as good as alcohol for this cheap. Esmeralda, how are you? You're the co-host.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Let's go to segment two of the show. Banter with the co-host. I'm going to switch microphones.
Boy.
Aren't you excited? We haven't done this in quite a long time.
No. I don't know what's wrong with me right now, but I feel like this place is darker than ever.
It's not. It's actually brighter than usual.
I know. I don't know what's wrong. Maybe that's what it is.
I think the issue is you've been waking up incredibly early.
So this is...
I think...
Well, no, because this is... I feel like it's really dark in here.
Yes, I know that. This connects to that. You've been getting up. You got up today at 3:30?
Yeah.
3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with like a Coke bender or anything else. You had to wake up for work.
Yeah.
And now you, and then I'm assuming you went home and slept for a bit.
No, I think I did.
That's not good. I think that's why
I sat on the couch and then I think I like did those, like those passed out things that you do where you don't realize you fall asleep.
Nodding off.
You wake up.
You were nodding off.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah.
And I did it on the bus too.
That's not safe.
I always do that on the bus. I did that all the time on the bus. It doesn't matter if I was sleep deprived. I just like to sleep on the bus.
That's not safe at all. It's like a womb thing. You feel like you're in the womb when it's moving.
Yeah, it's comfy. You can, if you sit under the wheel, it vibrates. So it's like a baby, you know, getting pushed in a carriage type of deal.
But you're on a bus.
In a large carriage.
On the 81 Lawrence bus.
Yeah.
That's not
Someone
safe.
Swaddles me when I get on.
Is there a sadder street in Chicago than Lawrence Avenue?
Pretty
much from the lake until the suburbs. It's a sad street.
Yeah, Lawrence isn't that great. I've walked it before.
Yeah, how was
to
that?
To Jefferson Park.
Why?
To the blue line.
Ooh.
Just because.
All right, fantastic.
I was bored.
That's the kind of show this is going to be. Tales of walking down
Lawrence.
Well,
it was real sad. It really was.
So why did you do
it? There's nothing on there. Well, now I know. I'm not going to do it again.
You never looked out the window of the bus that you were falling asleep on?
Nah, sometimes you think, oh, maybe that abandoned store really isn't abandoned. Maybe it's something.
Is it abandoned?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, for the most part.
So you've been getting up early because you've been doing traffic.
Yes.
In radio stations.
Yeah.
Lots of radio stations.
Yeah.
Good radio stations. This ain't some college bullshit. You're pro.
No.
You're getting a check at the end of the day.
How sad would that be if I was doing just... wandering college to college doing traffic.
Could I do your traffic between?
Yeah, and they'd be like, we don't even do traffic. What? And I would just yell from outside.
Just yell the traffic for the kids that don't have cars?
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
Oh, that'd be so
How
sad.
Is that job going? Are you enjoying it?
It's going great.
All right, fantastic.
I don't know what you want me to say about it.
We don't talk.
It's good.
I don't know if we've talked in the past year without being on a microphone.
No. Well, no.
Let's keep it that way. It's fun. It's always exciting.
It keeps us honest.
All right, so we're going to do some news stories.
Yeah.
Traditional late night material.
Is it?
I don't know.
I guess they do that.
They kind of do that.
Oh, they do a joke with it or something.
We don't do any jokes.
No.
This is just serious news investigative journalism. All right, what's the first story we're going to chat about?
So shit's running out. Things that you wouldn't think that are running out. I never really thought, like, tequila.
Tequila is running out.
How the fuck is tequila running out? So apparently...
It's very popular and people like in drinking
it. No, it's not even that. It's that because corn is now really lucrative. So people rather just grow that. And so instead of being like, oh, well, this will be my last batch of tequila. No, they just burn the shit out of it and then grow some corn. And now there's no more tequila. Thanks a lot.
There's still tequila. It's just
there is,
get...
and it's going to cost $1 million.
Well, then you don't even drink tequila.
I got two bottles at home. If anybody wants it, I will sell it for $2,000 apiece.
What kind of tequila is it? Is it really bad Cuervo?
No, I got it in Mexico in the duty-free shop because I had $90 left, and I had to spend it somewhere.
And you got tequila?
Yeah.
Do you even like tequila?
Yeah, I'll drink it.
What is your favorite alcohol?
Tequila?
No, honestly, what is it? Is it tequila?
I guess so.
What do you drink most often?
Vodka.
Okay, then why don't you get vodka?
Why would I do that in Mexico? Are you an idiot?
But what kind of tequila is it?
I don't know. Stuff that you can't find
okay,
here.
Okay, well, that makes
That's
sense.
That's all I asked the guy. I'm like, what can I get that I can't get in the U.S.?
Don't ask a man any... Don't ever ask a man that.
The duty-free man in the airport.
Don't ask him anything. All right, what else is running out?
Wine.
Wine is... How is wine running out? There are just grapes.
Well, no, because people are drinking it too much. So stop drinking it.
That's your only solution.
Just stop doing all this shit and we'll have everything.
But why would we, what's the point of having it if you're not drinking it?
Everyone's jumping on that
wine bandwagon.
Yeah, they're jumping on that wine bandwagon now. Everyone watched that movie about the wine.
Sideways from 5 years ago? Yeah. Everyone watched Sideways this year and now it's so popular.
Well, they finally got it.
No, it took a while.
It took
all
five
the
years.
Layers of satire and
yeah, they just understood what it's about, and now they're all buying. They're buying all the wine, and I guess it's you know it takes time to make wine.
It does take time to make wine.
I mean,
I think Mike Ditka has a wine.
I know that's what I was thinking. I'm like, my dad made wine. Why would that be wine?
Your dad made wine?
Yeah, but I think it was more like prison toilet wine.
That counts.
Because he bought the grapes from some online thing, and I'm like, that doesn't sound right. I don't think you could do that.
You could do anything.
Yeah, but it probably just tastes like prison toilet wine.
Did you try it?
No.
Why not? What if it was duty-free in the airport in Mexico?
Maybe. Because so, I needed to spend them pesos. What am I going to do with them here?
Exchange them for cash?
No, that's useless.
Nope, that's not useless at all. That's
no,
how money works.
They send them. They buy them at a terrible rate.
Well, that's true. But you got tequila you'll never drink instead.
No, I'll drink it.
Okay, fair enough. What else is running
Trust
out?
Trust me, I'll drink
all
it.
All right, Jesus
I'll drink
Christ.
It at some point. Bacon is running out, too, because we're greedy bastards. This is all just, we're being very greedy.
That's actually kind of sad.
Yeah, because there was a big thing with some pigs that died. They were diseased, and we had to kill them. And so there's no more bacon.
There's still bacon. Don't say there's no more bacon.
That's just a sad tale. That's not even funny anymore.
No, it was never funny, though.
You should pour some out for bacon.
Well, then we need that. Why are we pouring these things out? Is that why we're low on tequila
like
and wine?
Yeah.
Because we keep pouring them out for the pigs? Apparently you found that funny and no one else did, and that's okay.
I'm imagining you keep pouring out the tequila, and then we're like, oh, no more tequila.
Yeah, that's how most people mourn pigs. They just pour out tequila.
And everything else. And sardines, we're running out of sardines.
Really? I enjoy sardines. Do you like sardines?
No, that's disgusting.
Why is it disgusting?
They're gross.
They're not. Have you had them?
Disgusting. No, and they have bones in them.
You just said you never ate them. They're delicious.
I'm being very judgy.
Honestly, they're great with red wine. They are great with red wine.
You're drinking all the fucking wine and sardines.
I'm drinking the wine. Last year, this
smothering them in bacon.
A year ago, this weekend on stage, I drank a bottle of red wine and enjoyed sardines during Michael Foody's set. So I do enjoy sardines and red wine together. There's bread involved as well to soak
Wait,
up
you
the
literally,
oil.
You did that?
I did that on my birthday show because I've always wanted to do that. So I did that. And that was how I rang in my 30th.
Did you talk to people afterwards?
Yeah.
With your sardine mouth?
I didn't fuck them. Yeah, I just talked to them. It's fine.
Yeah, but I feel like that's you know, like
I also smoke cigarettes. That's way worse than the fishy smell.
Did you do both?
Yeah.
Oh, God, man.
It was great.
That must have been horrific for
everyone
around
you. No, I smelled French and delightful.
No,
I had a suit on.
Nice because it was your birthday.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I knew I could only get away with it one day a year.
No, that's not cool.
That's very cool.
I'm so glad I haven't talked to you. I feel like that smell would permeate everything.
No, I brush my teeth.
Across phone lines.
That's not how phones work. Okay, we got any other stories?
The other one was about bacon.
Do you have another story about bacon?
Oh, and then I saw another one about, I didn't really think it was that funny, but I want to bring it up because I find it kind of silly. Walgreens was selling zombie dildos.
Continue.
On their website.
Continue.
And they're all gray and like weird.
Continue.
That's about it. I'm just wondering, like, are they kind of rotty? Like, do pieces fall off? Because I mean,
ooh, that's a great question.
That would. I mean, come on, they're zombie wieners.
Can zombies become erect?
Yeah, rigor mortis.
Nah, it's not really what I'm thinking.
Well, that's kind of what's going to happen.
That's an interesting query. Has George Romero ever tackled that?
No, I don't think he has. He's got a new movie going to come out.
Does he really?
No, he doesn't.
Oh.
We're going to pitch him this.
There's got to be a whole genre of zombie porn.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't seen it.
You have seen it?
No.
Neither have I. You want to look it up while we're doing this?
Not really.
All right, that's fair.
But I wonder, like, do pieces fall off?
And... We've covered that.
Oh, that'd be so gross, because then you'd be, like, shoving, yeah.
Keep going.
Shoving it in and,
yeah.
Like, pieces of...
Ugh. Yeah, you just said what you just said.
Oh, boy.
And it's delightful. Mm. That's going to be the new logo for the show.
The zombie wiener. They took it off the website, folks.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Walgreens.
What does that mean? It's Walgreens.
I wonder, like,
Walgreens is known for putting up zombie dildos and taking them off the website right
I'm
away.
I'm curious, like, who thought, hey, let's do this one. This will be great.
It's kind of a good idea.
They do have something out there, like Benoit balls or something.
For zombie Benoit balls?
No, just regular ones.
On the Walgreens website.
Yeah, I think so. And then it says, like, you can't return them.
Well, that's fair.
Because, you know.
Well, yeah. I got that. You didn't need to finish that one.
I'm sure if you put them in the dishwasher or something.
Still not good.
No.
Also, it ruined your dishwasher.
Why would it ruin your dishwasher?
You don't want to know. They bowels bounce around everywhere. Just, it's not good. You can't really clean those once. It's one time use only thing. The Benoit balls. The zombie Benoit balls. I'm just going to keep eye contact with you during this. It's a very visual show this evening. For the listener at home, there's a giant projector behind us that are showing everything we're talking about. So sorry.
Oh, that actually would have been useful.
Why did you have to say that? Sorry. It's an illusion.
It's so tiny, no one can see it.
If it was bigger,
it would have been useful.
You got anything else?
I tried to save it.
You tried. You tried valiantly. You're very tired, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's gonna be a great show. Dmitry Samarov is here. He's gonna come to the stage. He's a fantastic writer and artist, and I read his book Hack. And I highly, highly, highly recommend it. And I'm pretty sure he's working on another book right now. And he just finished this very interesting thing in terms of drawing. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Dmitry Samarov, everybody.
Hello.
Dmitry, one of the reasons why I liked Hack. Hack is the book that
yes.
that came out 2 years ago?
Yep,
now?
In 2011.
2011. It's a fantastic book. It's University of Chicago Press?
Correct.
I bought it as an online thing. Where do you get paid
so it's
more?
Fake.
Where do you get paid more, if people buy the physical copy or
if
digital?
If they buy the physical copy from me personally.
And I highly recommend this book, especially if you have anybody that's into, like, Stay Studs Terkel that's in your life. Because in addition to you being a fantastic artist, you're a really good writer. And what you write about is sort of the common man and or woman. And
both.
Yeah. No, wait, let's think about that again. You tell these tales that are extremely common and horribly depressing. For example, one of the pieces in your book that I really found both lovely and horribly depressing is you drove a couple, I want to say to Naperville, after a Cubs game.
Yep.
And he was like, could I fuck in your backseat? And you were like, I don't care, whatever.
Absolutely.
That actually happened.
Everything in that book actually happened.
Why did you let that happen / approve it? Because he asked you.
Well, they had started messing around before he asked, and things were well underway already, and I didn't want to stand in the way of love.
So you believe in true love?
Theirs.
Now,
did they do it the whole way?
Yes.
That's a long time.
That's a delight.
It's a long ride to Naperville.
Yeah, it
was Naperville, right?
Yes.
How long is it? Probably an hour from Wrigley?
Yeah, it was through traffic. Yeah, it was probably more than an hour.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So for more than an hour, a married couple made love in the backseat of your cab.
Yeah, they were very happy because they dropped off their kids with a relative, and they got some alone time.
That's so nice of you to do that.
I'm a great guy.
Have you? that kind of is. That you do. That's
other people did that in the cab, and they weren't so nice, and they didn't ask permission. So
have you ever said, "Stop fucking in the back of my cab"?
No, but you know, I get there too fast for them to finish. So, yeah. They had to hurriedly put their fucking clothes back on.
Has anyone been like, please drive around the block 18 times while this happens? Or?
No, because they didn't plan ahead.
Well, I mean...
You know, and then they didn't have a ride long enough to get done with what they were doing.
How was the tip on that ride? Do you remember?
Great. 30 extra bucks.
Good. Yeah. How much was the fare? Do you remember that?
Good 60 or 70 bucks.
It's a $90 ride for these folks.
About that.
That's still cheaper than... It's about an hourly rate at a hotel.
Yes.
So overall, it was fun. They got to see parts of the city and the suburbs.
The guy was proud of himself. I mean, I think he crossed something off his bucket list that day.
I like a bucket list like that. It seems very reasonable. It's an important thing to have accomplishable goals on your list.
I was happy I could do that for him.
Is that on your bucket list?
No.
I know that you love the Wrigley Field. You love the Chicago Cubs. It's in your book every
favorite,
other page. Yeah. I love this. I love this so much. Why would I ever stop driving cabs around Wrigley Field? Wrigleyville is the best place in the world.
It's true.
Yeah, it is true. Now, do you miss it? You were in Beverly today.
Yes.
That's not Wrigley Field for the listener at home. That's no. far away.
No, it's on the far, far south side. Most people don't even know it's a part of the city.
Do you believe that it should be part of the city?
Do I believe?
Yes. Nobody should it be its own city?
It was.
Should it again be its own city?
Hmm. I've never thought about it.
Maybe you should think about it. Don't think about silly things like that.
I'm glad I'm off the hook. Thank you.
What if you weren't? What if I just kept going with that for the next hour? I'm sure everyone would stay and have a great
People
time.
People would turn off this fucking podcast.
Oh, they've already turned it off. Don't worry about it. They'll skip to you. Okay.
They're fast-forwarding through this whole interview.
No, they like you. They like you. They're just sick of me and Merle talking about pigs.
I know this is a dynamic where, like, you're the jerk and...
What do you think about the movie The Jerk?
Terrific movie.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you ever driven around Steve Martin?
No.
Did you ever serve him coffee?
No.
Do you feel like you have to keep doing these type of jobs until you serve Steve Martin?
No.
That's one way to look at the world. Like, we're different people.
So you take all these jobs just for the chance
Steve
to
Martin.
Do something for Steve, Steve Martin?
Not for Steve Martin. I just want to see him. Oh, how it goes. I don't even want
to
know.
And you think the way to do that is to...
Travel and do podcasts.
Work a bunch of service industry jobs until you stumble into the one... Well, diner that he goes into or something.
Everybody needs a cab. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs coffee.
And how many of these things have you done?
I would never do either of those things. Those are crazy things. Those are absurd things. I could never hold those jobs.
Yet you feel qualified to criticize.
Oh, more than qualified. I've built an entire career. I've built an entire empire. Carpet. Of this, just so I can ask
you
these questions.
Yeah, I mean, you do this in like 17 cities.
Yeah, and I just go around asking Steve Martin, is he here? No, I have to leave now.
So you're off the Iggy Pop thing that you were on? The Iggy Pop thing? The last time I was on, you were all obsessed with Iggy Pop.
I was obsessed with Iggy for a very long time. I still kind of am obsessed with Iggy.
So did he sing at your wedding?
He did not sing at my wedding. Why are you laughing at me like, fuck you, you didn't get Iggy Pop to sing at your wedding? I fucking tried, all right? Well, have you tried?
I voted.
Thank you so much. It was a write-in campaign. No, but for the listener at home and for the people in the room, the people in the room probably know this. I wrote a letter to Iggy Pop saying, I want you to sing at my wedding because my wife said the only way we can have Search and Destroy and Raw Power at our wedding is if Iggy sings them solo. Because that's what I wanted for our processional and recessional, which I think is a wonderful
You wanted him to
combo.
Do acapella versions?
Yeah, she said I couldn't get the band. It has to be him and he has to be shirtless.
Well, that wouldn't have been a problem. I mean, he seems not to like
exactly.
Very much,
but then I watched him on Colbert this year, and I was like, I'm kind of glad he didn't sing at my wedding, because drugs worked a little bit too well. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I love you, Iggy. Don't talk anymore. I'm good. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Hmm.
Yeah, you don't want to know everything about Iggy Pop. Just a little bit about Iggy Pop. Have you seen Iggy Pop's dick?
No.
It's in his autobiography.
I didn't read that.
Oh, you should have read that when you were driving the cab.
Yeah.
Okay, so how are things? That should have been the first question. I'm sorry. How are things?
About Iggy Pop's dick or how things are?
Either or. It's your life. That's a good way to look at the world.
It's your life?
No. Iggy Pop's dick or how are you doing? Well, how's Iggy Pop's dick? It's fine.
It's all right.
I'm fine. How is your life, Dimitri?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah?
I'm doing all right, yeah. So, as I said, today was the last day of my latest day job.
Mm-hmm.
I held for about 10 months.
That's a good run.
Yeah.
Why is it the last day?
Because I need to quit these jobs before I start hating them.
Are you going to write about this job?
I don't know yet. Okay. I don't know yet. I'd like this to be a coffee shop that I want to go into and have a cup of coffee.
I get that.
If I stay at any of these jobs long enough, that's not possible anymore.
Yeah. Do you have something lined up for the next phase?
No. I've got 2 or 3 months, I think, that I can live without a day job because I'm getting paid from some actual artwork for a change.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Where can people find this artwork?
Well, they can find artwork from me at any time at DimitriSamarov.com.
There you go.
Where I'm very happy to sell you artwork. But,
now, is it reasonably priced?
Very reasonably priced.
How reasonable? It's on your website. We're not hiding things here. I want to sell some shit, man. Come on.
I don't have prices on there.
Oh, really? Oh, no. It's all negotiable.
It's basically the deal with selling art is it's what you can get for it. It
oh,
really
shit.
Is. And
but your stuff's like really good. You should have like high prices on it and like sell it.
I wish, but I've been going through some old papers and stuff and I had a price list from like a show I had like 20 years ago and I looked at the prices and they haven't fucking gone up very much, which is really fucked up and depressing actually.
Well, this is a fun interview. Things are going well.
Well, yeah, I mean for most artists, it would help if I died. That would be good.
I don't think you realize how money works. That would be good for other people.
For the we're talking about the prices of my artwork.
Yeah, I'm talking about one you good, as a person.
No, that wouldn't help me.
Yeah,
that
no.
Wouldn't help me.
No, it wouldn't.
It's true, I agree.
Let's make that clear on the show at all times. The guests should not kill themselves
to
sell more art. Fair?
Okay.
Fair to say? Are you on the same page?
Yes. But what I'm actually getting paid for in December is artwork for a new dance piece.
Continue.
All right. So I'm doing these drawings that will be captured on camera and used as a backdrop for an original dance piece.
Where can people see this dance piece?
It will premiere at the Logan Center for the Arts at University of Chicago in June.
That's very nice. Do you know who's scoring this?
The music is The Rite of Spring by Stravinsky.
That's a good it's a good partner for you to be associated with.
Yeah, and it's
that's a good collab.
It's a company called the Clenard Dance Theater, and it's an original dance piece.
That's awesome.
And the artwork will have the whole piece will actually have a lot to do with the Chicago River.
Really?
So it's a bunch of it's very hard to explain what this thing is going to be, but I think it's going to be pretty cool.
Are you going to have a hand in anything besides just handing off the drawings, or are you just doing that?
Yeah, I'm sort of in on some of the concept of the thing and a lot of what she's getting inspired.
Who's the she in this?
Wendy Clenard.
Wendy Clenard, okay.
Who's the head of this dance theater. She's using sort of my artwork, like brushstrokes and stuff, for inspiration for actual moves.
That's so awesome.
Which is crazy, yeah.
Is this your dream? You're like, one day, if I draw long enough, there'll be a dance.
No, I guess if you draw long enough, somebody comes along and likes it enough that they want to use it for their thing.
That's amazing.
That's really flattering, and it's great.
Holy shit.
It's pretty cool.
That is really cool. And this comes out June?
It's the end of June, like the 26th, I think.
Is it going to be a long run, or is it like people should buy
their tickets? It's only about three or four performances.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, she's hoping that it travels, that it goes on. But
oh, wow.
That's the premiere. It's going to be a live accompaniment on a grand piano.
This is very nice. This is a lot different than coffee shop.
Yes.
Good job.
Thank you.
I didn't mean that in like a fuck you way. I was like, that's fucking awesome. That's
I finally did something that he
No, I shit on everything. I'll shit on this. Don't worry.
Good.
Why didn't you make anything more popular that people would actually see? There's how I could shit on it. But what you're doing is actual art that's amazing. Oh, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you're drawing, are you drawing dancers, or are she's just taking pieces about the Chicago River that you're drawing? Like, how does this work?
The source material is all over the place. Like, it's archival photographs. It's like words that she wants me to do pictures of. It's all over the place.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's all going to be sort of animated in some way and projected on a screen behind the dancers.
You're gonna be like NPR rich one day. That's what I'm thinking about you. You're gonna be like Chris.
Yeah, those people are just rolling in it.
Yeah, you'll have like you'll make like 30K a year. It'll
really?
Be great.
I've
yeah,
never done
exactly.
That.
No, I just no. It doesn't. I see you in like a Chris Ware type of trajectory. You know what I mean? Why is that funny? I think that's completely comparable.
You know, he was in school at the Art Institute the same time as me.
You and Chris?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, he was a grad student. He was always apologizing for just doing comics.
See.
And he still is. He's the most self-deprecating man on earth.
He does. I like you guys. You guys are good. So the Art Institute is where to go, huh? That's the really. That
well,
key.
He didn't. He dropped out.
Drop out. Go to the Art Institute. Lose a lot of money.
Yeah, my mistake was graduating. I guess, you know?
Now, could I buy a piece of art from Hack, or is that off limits?
Yeah, there's some of the art's still available. Some is sold, but there's a page of Hack illustrations. There's a couple, actually.
Cool.
If you go through them and tell me which ones you like, I'll tell you if I still got them.
We'll do that. Well, could people commission you?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
I'll do a portrait of your cat.
How much?
I'll do, you know.
11 by 17 portrait of the cat. How much?
$100.
All right, that's doable.
Can you do one where I have one of those big heads and I'm riding the tricycle?
Wait, what big heads? Like
you know, the ones with the big heads.
Like at Six Flags.
Yeah.
Like at Six Flags. Yeah.
I've always wanted one.
What if Merle...
You can go down to Navy Pier.
No. I want you to do it.
Yeah, it's got to be like high-end character art. What if we get a character of Merle and then you draw a character of the character her? And you keep adding syllables to the word every time you say it.
Okay. Makes it more meaningful.
Yeah, you should be richer. What's going on, man? What's going on?
I'm working on it. I mean, the other big thing is, so I've been working on this TV show adaptation of the cab stuff.
Really?
Yeah. So this.
Why didn't we lead with that?
I thought you asked me about that the last time, but maybe.
No, we didn't. We
so
didn't gotten that
this
far.
This filmmaker named John McNaughton optioned the book. He made Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer. And
that
Wild
relates
Things.
To The Hungry Brain.
Right, yeah, because he knows people here.
Yeah.
So John optioned the book and has written like 9 episodes of a TV show season. It's heavily fictionalized, but there's huge chunks of my life and my book in it.
Do they have a narrator?
A narrator? Yeah, there's a lot. There's narration. Yeah,
has anything been shot yet or no? It's just
no, nothing shot. The only thing he shot is a short video, kind of documentary about my last days as a cab driver, which you can see on YouTube.
I think I've seen part of that.
Yeah. Who do you want to play you?
People keep asking me that, and you know, I have no idea.
Vince Vaughn.
No, worst
Mr.
actor.
Mr. Chicago, Vince Vaughn.
Fuck Vince Vaughn.
Double V. You don't like Double V?
No.
What's your favorite band? The band Chicago should be your favorite band. Favorite actor should be Vince Vaughn. Your favorite stadium? Wrigley Field. Not even a stadium. Wrigley Field.
0-3.
No. You want this show to happen or not? You got to put all that in there. Theme song by Chicago. Possibly 25 or 6
you
to 4.
You realize that like,
starring
people in Hollywood
Vince
with money
Vaughn.
Don't even know where Chicago is.
It's a Vince Vaughn movie. We live right in a Vince Vaughn set. I don't know if you realize that. That's why I grew up here. My mother shit me out. Was like, we got to go where Vince Vaughn, future actor, future star of Rudy. He was in Rudy. Future guy from Rudy, he's like 10th
future right-wing shithead.
Yeah. Current right-wing shithead.
Yeah.
He had to grow into that, all right? Back off. This is Vince Vaughn's favorite hangout. You know that? We got fucking flat screens of all the sports on right now. For the listener at home, Vince Vaughn is here.
Okay. So you're producing this TV show now. You've signed on.
No, I'm just a big fan. Just a big fan. I would never want to work with Vince. I'm not at that level. I can't do... I'm like, listen, guys. Like, Delivery Man's out right now. I know, like... I can't compete with Delivery Man. He birthed all the kids.
Ugh.
He's the dad of like a generation of mini Vaughns. Maybe that's the name of your show. A generation of mini Vaughns. Starring Vince Vaughn.
We're going with Chicago Hack. How about that?
No? Chicago Vince Vaughn Hack?
Can we Vince move
Chicago
on to
Hack Vaughn? Kinda, you'd like that title.
There's other shitty shit.
1 to 10, Vince Vaughn. How much do you like Vince Vaughn?
Pass.
Oh, you passed on the hard ones. Someone doesn't like hard-hitting questions.
That's right.
What can I do to make this television show happen? I have a lot of sway in Vince Vaughn.
Throw a lot of money at it. Well, not that much money. Enough to shoot a pilot.
All right, we could do that.
All right.
Done and done.
Terrific.
I like that we went from talking about television shows to something I want to plug tonight. In addition to Hack, which you should definitely buy, and it's right over there on that table.
Yeah, I got a few.
Seriously, great gift for a dad. I'm not joking. Yeah? It's a great fucking gift.
Why a dad specifically?
I think more angry dads like Studs Terkel and stuff like that. I think, because you got I'm not saying it's like, it's not a, like a machismo book at all.
The good thing is I don't ask people what they do before I sell them a copy of this book.
You should always ask. That's what Vince Vaughn would do. He's a big right-wing guy. Like, how much taxes do you pay? Should we be, like, that's, you got to ask the hard-hitting questions. Here's why. I don't think I've ever read any piece in a book about you, someone trying to find where to pee and all the good pee spots in Chicago.
There's a whole chapter about where to pee in Chicago.
And I don't know why I think, like, dads would really like that chapter. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
What's the best one? I'm always looking for a good toilet. I'm not joking, I am. I need to know where they are at all
Don't
times.
Ever ask the custom man that either.
I mean, what neighbor? It's really lousy that Fox and Obel is closed. That was a really good one because they had the 15-minute standing zone where you can just pull over and just run in.
Oh.
I use that one
well,
all the time.
Well, I don't have a car,
downtown.
So I could just lounge in their toilet.
Yeah. You could. You'd be very popular. Yeah.
What about...
No, but yeah, this my particular chapter is specifically for people that are stuck driving all day. So.
Well, what's your favorite one?
Favorite?
Yes. You love them all like your children? What do you?
Yeah, it'd be mean, you know. It'd be like, yeah, I love you all equally. That's how I feel about all the toilets in Chicago.
I hope that's on your grave.
Next.
If you don't want to buy the book, or if you've already had the book, you also have a little. Kind of like a zine.
Yeah, it's kind of like a zine.
Yeah.
And, it's called Crackhead Gary, and it's all about my neighbor across the street who's fucking insane.
Does Crackhead Gary know that you have this?
Not yet.
Where do you live?
in Beverly.
Oh, you live in Beverly?
Yes. Mm. Which is, yeah, one of the reasons why I've been working at this coffee shop for the last 10 months. So, yeah, I moved in with my girlfriend who owns a house in Beverly. And
good job.
I live there.
Good call.
Thank you. Yeah, it worked out.
Yeah, it really did. What does she think of all this?
Which part?
All of it. How much does she like Vince Vaughn?
I don't think
you,
she has an
wait,
opinion.
You're living with a woman and you have no idea how much she likes Vince Vaughn?
Yeah, I don't make him fill out a questionnaire like you before you get involved.
Well, I'm married, so it really worked out, okay?
And so, wow, all right.
Come at me, bro. That's a Vince Vaughn quote. It's going really well.
Yeah?
We watch Vince Vaughn movies every day.
Where is she? Is she in D.C.?
She's in the room right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's currently watching...
Vince Vaughn?
Fuck, what's that?
On
I was going
to... Yeah, on her phone.
What was that Vince Vaughn movie where he plays Santa's brother? I was trying to think of that title. Anybody? Fred Claus. She's watching... Uh-huh. Thank you. She's watching Fred Claus on her phone right now. She's in the bathroom. Vince Vaughn in it up. Doesn't that sound dirty? Yeah. It is. It's real dirty. Not about my wife, the Vince Vaughn as a verb. What are you going to do to her, Vince Vaughner? Ugh. See? How was the meal? Vince Vaughn! I got it. It was so good. Dirty.
So your talk show's now sponsored by Vince Vaughn?
It's always a tribute show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I live a tribute life to Vince Vaughn, and this is part of it. You are who you are, you know what I mean? Vince Vaughn's the reason why I started doing zines. I mean, it's like true. Go to Quimby's. Go buy my zine. It's all about Vince Vaughn. Big seller at Quimby's. That's a lot of references most people don't understand.
Yeah, you're going to have to explain to people what Quimby's is.
Yeah.
Outside of Chicago.
Well, I'll draw the map of the Chicagoland suburbs and go, this is where Vince Vaughn grew up, and this is how far Quimby's is to it. Did Vince Vaughn ever go to Quimby's? No, he hates that paper bullshit. Now, did Vince Vaughn go to the Real World house down the street from Quimby's? Fuck yeah, he did, because he's Vince Vaughn. He likes to party.
He knows how to read?
No, he just improvises. He doesn't know how to read. Vince Vaughn doesn't need to know how to read. Did I just turn Vince Vaughn into a Chuck Norris meme? I think so. People should buy Crackhead Gary. People should buy Hack. Both are available here, and both are available on DmitrySamarov.com or just the book.
You can shoot me an email in.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the extremely talented writer, author, all-around good man, Mr. Dmitry Samarov. Thank you, Dmitry.
Thanks, Brent.
Was that okay?
How much would it cost for you to draw me?
Like one of his French girls?
Yeah.
Come on, everybody.
Could you draw me a la Kate Winslet in Titanic? But with like a real judgy look on my face. How much would that cost? Priceless? Oh, that's it? Fuck yeah, we're doing that tonight. All right, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to stage is someone I'm very happy to have here. Please put your hands together for Mr. Ian Abramson, everybody. Ian, the stage is yours.
How we doing, guys? Doing good. One man sitting in the splash zone. Did you pay extra for that seat?
Yes. That's great, man. That's free.
Some of the people in the back are a little upset you didn't share, you know? You got a whole couch. You're just taking it for yourself. That's all right. Give it up for the splash zone.
Woo!
Yeah! What? No, man. It's yours. No, all right, we're good to go. My name's Ian Abramson. I should warn you guys, sometimes people think I'm a little weird. I think I'm more misunderstood. For instance, I got kicked out of a Home Depot today because they don't have a dressing room and I wasn't going to buy a bathtub without trying it on. You guys know what I mean? A little bit about me. I grew up in the science projects. That's cheap government housing made out of fake volcanoes. It's been a bit of a weird day, guys. The only productive thing I've done today is buy earbuds. Earbuds is a movie about ears playing basketball. Do you guys remember reading Lord of the Flies in high school? Great response, man. Like, if everybody had shouted, no, I would have explained, but instead it was just like, is he really asking us? Is this a joke? Do you guys remember Lord of the Flies, high school? Maybe after high school? Maybe middle school? Regardless, Lord of the Flies, kids on the island, right? The thing that we forget about Lord of the Flies is that those kids were on that plane because they were schoolmates. That means that at some point, the kids from Lord of the Flies had to have had a high school reunion. where I'm sure at some point somebody was like, hey, do you guys remember our math teacher, Miss Johnson? Do you remember when we killed those kids? I recently lost 30 pounds. Please, I appreciate it, but it was a toddler. So if you guys see a kid running around, please let me know, because that's my responsibility. I don't know if I want to get married, though, and I don't even know if I want kids of my own, you know. But what I do know is that I like a girl with curves. Do you guys know what I mean? Yeah. I guess I like caterpillars. That's going to read great on the podcast. And they're like, whoa, where did that laugh come from? You know what I mean? All right. They think there was just a really long pause, and then he said, I like caterpillars. Oh, man. I think it's wrong that we immediately have the right to remain silent but have to fight for our right to party. They wouldn't let me on this party bus yesterday. Well, it was more of a rave bus. I guess it was an ambulance. For my birthday, we couldn't get the 3 tenors, so we got the 10 threeners. A threener is somebody with 3 wieners. Earlier, Stephanie, the warm-up host, was asking me what I thought about The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And I said, you know, I'd marry the witch. I'd fuck the wardrobe. And then I'd fuck the lion, too, right? What are you going to do? You guys know what I mean? Oh, man. Could I get a moment of silence for the title of my autobiography, Obese Navidad? Guys, moment of silence, actually, if you don't mind. I mean, I appreciate the laughs and everything, but... I mean, okay. But please, just... moment of silence, if you don't mind. Thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, man. I was watching Friday the 13th the other day. By far the weirdest sequel to Friday. It's like, why not stop after Friday Night Lights? You know what I mean? Oh, man. I just found out that when people say the biz, they're not talking about an all-businessman cast of The Wizard of Oz. My baloney has a first name, but its last name was changed at Ellis Island. A prime minister is a minister that can only be divided by itself in one. Do you guys ever have to pee like a racehorse? You know, on all fours, just peeing everywhere? Little guy riding on your back, going in circles again and again and again? I told you it's been a weird day. You guys would not believe how surprised I was when I found out that Roe versus Wade was not about ways to navigate water. In middle school, they called me Cactus Dick because my dick was a cactus. Do you guys remember that ancient Roman sitcom, Party of V? No? Do you guys remember that ancient Roman sitcom, I's Company? No? Do you guys remember that ancient Roman sitcom, Friends and Countrymen? No, do you guys remember that ancient Roman sitcom, Caesar of the Hill? No, do you guys remember that ancient Roman action-adventure TV show, The Alpha Team? No, do you guys remember that ancient Roman car movie, I Fast, I Furious? I bet you guys only like the modern stuff, like the 10 files, right? I like you guys. This is a good crowd. I don't normally do this, but I wanted to share a song that I wrote that's still kind of personal. Since you guys are a good crowd, I figured I'll share it. This is a song that I wrote about the time that I was kidnapped as a child by a man named Country Roads. Country Roads, take me home to the place that I belong, West Virginia. That's where I was from. Mountain Mama, that was his nickname. Country Roads, take me home. Everybody! Country Roads, take me home to the place that I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. Country Roads. Give it up for you guys. Man, I want to share with you guys something my my grandfather used to say. Okay, this is true. He had a phrase that would go, one boy is a full boy, two boys is half a boy, and three boys are no boys at all. Okay, so what that means is that if one boy is trying to get work done, he's going to get the full amount of work done. But if two boys are working together, they're going to get half the amount of work done. And if three boys are working together, no work will get done. But what about four boys? You've got two sets of two boys at half a boy each, so then four boys is just one boy? Well, then what about five boys? You've got one set of three boys at zero boys and one set of two boys at half a boy, so then five boys is just half a boy? Well, then what about six boys? You've got two sets of three boys and zero boys each, so then six boys are no boys? Well, then what about seven boys? You've got one set of three boys and zero boys, and one set of five boys, and two sets of two boys, and half a boy each, so then seven boys is just one boy? Give me a break! Grandpa! All right, next. I just want to ask you guys, do any of you guys have hands? By a show of them. Yeah, just raise them if you got them, you know what I mean? Hands! I feel like these are extremely underutilized, all right? They're probably the most underutilized part of our body. Okay, this is like nature's Swiss Army knife, you know what I mean? You've got the pointer finger that says you, the middle finger that says I don't like you, and the ring finger that says not you, I'm married to her. All right, you've got the pinky that says I'm fancy and the thumb that says good job. And here's where it gets interesting for me. If you split right between I don't like you and not you, then you're saying I'm a nerd. You know what I mean? If you just put up you and good job, you're saying I'm going to shoot you because this is a gun. Okay, if you just put up I don't like you and you, it's peace. Because I don't like you and not you isn't anything at all. All right? If you just put up I'm fancy and you, it's punk rock. But if you add in good job, then it's love in sign language. What I'm saying with all that, with all this is that the difference between punk rock and love is just a little bit of good job. Thank you guys very much. My name's Ian Edwards.
Sit down, sit down, sit down.
Bring the mic. You're very good. Thanks for doing the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like to thank you for not using the mic for the crowd singing along the country road.
Oh, yep.
I think that's a professional move, and I think that you've probably learned from doing that in the past.
Yeah, you know, I want the audience to feel like they're really part of it. If I'm amplified and they're not.
It was wonderful.
Thank you.
Have you ever thought about getting the Lord of the Flies bit animated?
Hey, man, if you wanna do it, we can.
I don't. I just think it should be.
Great.
That's a great, like, 30-second clip of yours.
Thank you.
That finger thing is that's some late-night shit, man, right there. I'm not joking. That's a smart fucking bit.
Thank you.
Do you ever wish you told stories instead of doing short jokes in case you run out of short jokes?
No, yeah, I wish I was better at stories, but I just kind of am drawn towards short jokes.
Dimitri's doing a story that, you should go.
Yeah?
Please describe your face for the listener at home.
All right. I've got several teeth in the wrong places. I have the normal amount of belly buttons, but they're all in the wrong places. And I have eyes that are a full rainbow. Can
good
the
job.
Audience agree? Great.
How long have you been doing this?
This? Stand about up. A couple minutes now.
Good job.
Are you talking about stand-up?
Yep.
I did it for about 6 minutes.
Good job.
2 years.
Fair enough. Where are you from?
California.
Really?
Yeah.
Where in California?
Between L.A. and San Diego, the Inland Empire.
Really?
Yep.
You want to talk about that movie or no?
It's a pretty bizarre movie, pretty bizarre place to grow up, got to say. That's
pretty accurate description. Like,
oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
What are your thoughts on Vince Vaughn?
Vince Vaughn, you know, good movie, better book.
Fair. Good. Merle, got any questions? Good job.
No.
Great. I think we got it all.
I was gonna point it out, but it already got pointed out.
What?
The mustache.
What about it?
It's good. Very nice.
It Thank is you. Very nice.
You have a really good mustache.
Thanks.
It does not match any of the other hair on your face.
Great.
Or head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or body, I'm assuming.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I don't
prove
know
it.
That.
It's true. Well, no one's asking him to prove it. He's
nope.
fine.
Yep.
What's the goal?
What's the goal?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, world peace.
It's good.
Trying through just short form jokes. I can't wait to address the UN. Feel how they see how they feel about Friday the 13th being a sequel to Friday.
Have you? That's a good bit too. the Veep. You know Veep, the show Veep.
Yeah.
Season 2 promo ads for Veep features the vice president at the UN falling asleep behind a desk. Those are the promo posters. The vice president doesn't have a desk at the UN. That's wrong, guys. That's not how things work. What do you think about that?
Maybe it's like how as a kid you can have a like race car bed.
Yep.
Maybe that was just her like, wow, one day I hope to be at the UN, so I'll sleep in like a UN bed.
That's the most reasonable explanation for that ad campaign.
Thanks, I made it myself.
You're very funny. People can follow you on Twitter.
Yep, Ian the Rage.
Oh, that's bad.
I know. I made it when I was 11.
That's funny. I-A-N the Rage.
That's right.
You know you could change it, right? And keep all the same followers.
That's true.
All right. You got any other plugs? Got anything you want to let people know about?
No, if you're in Chicago, last Wednesday of the month, there's a show at the Lincoln Lodge called Double Feature, which has short films and stand-up. It's a great time. Check that out.
Maybe one of those people could animate that Lord of the Flies bit.
Hey, there we go. Yeah. I'll have to look into it.
Yeah, look into it. Your life, man.
Yeah. Anybody listening wants to do animation for no money, hit me up.
It's like 30 seconds. People could draw that. That's cool. Like 500 drawings. I could do that easily.
Cool.
Yeah, it's easy.
Hey,
it's
I'm
nothing.
All about it.
Yeah. You're okay. Not paying. Let's make that perfectly clear. You're delightful, and I hope people
Thanks,
see
man.
That show the
Thank
last
so
Wednesday of the
me.
Month at That's the right. Lincoln Lodge, one of the best mm-hmm. places to see underground, alt, etc. comedy.
Yeah.
And you're
Thank
funny.
Thank you guys so much.
Follow him at one of the worst Twitter names I've ever heard, at sign Ian the Rage. Please put your hands together for Ian Abramson, everybody. Very good job. Stephanie Haas, come up to the stage. Stephanie Haas is not billed to be on microphone other than warm-up, but something very important happened in her life today. Stephanie, I need you to take that microphone and then sit, because you deserve a seat or a rest. You've done a good job warming the crowd up.
Thank you.
What happened today?
I adopted a cat.
That's right! She adopted a cat today, everybody! Esmeralda.
Why are you here, then? Isn't it going to eat up your house or something?
Oh, she's in the bathroom.
That's a good way to introduce a cat to a new environment. Is
yeah,
that right?
She's gonna
that's
yeah, you're supposed to put her in. You're supposed to put them in a small space to acclimate them to your home.
Now, Esmeralda, do you have a cat?
Yeah.
How is your cat behave?
Terrible.
That's
I
right.
actually have a. She scratched me.
Oh.
How
on
long
my
have
face.
You? How long have you had her?
Four. She's four now. 4 years. About that's, 4 years. 3 years.
That's not right. You shouldn't have a 4-year-old cat that's scratching you in the face.
She's like a teenager. She's just going through a thing.
Do you clip your cat's nails?
No, I can't find the nail clippers.
You could.
Moved,
you could buy one
honest,
for like $2.
No,
at
it's
Walgreens.
In the house somewhere.
Lots of things are in the house somewhere.
Because then I'll find it, and then I'll have two nail clippers. What am I going to do with two nail clippers?
Use one for the cat and one for you. Okay. Do you have
That's
any
kind
tips?
Of reasonable.
Do you have any tips for Stephanie and her new cat?
What kind of cat did you get?
Gray and white.
Like, is it just it's not one of them fancy cats. You
no,
pay
no,
for,
no, no.
Is it?
No,
no. No, you just whatever.
No, I got it,
the
I
one
got it from I got it from Treehouse.
The one just yeah. sitting there or whatever. Oh yay! Okay.
Yeah. No, she was rescued from a kill shelter downstate.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. So she's traumatized.
Yeah. She's a teen mother.
Oh boy.
2 years old.
Yeah, 2 years old, had 5 babies. They were all named after cities in Ireland.
Oh, really?
God. Yeah.
Do you remember any of the names?
No, they were
oh,
all
good.
They were all gobbledygook.
That makes sense to me. Now, Esmeralda, what's the name of your cat?
Smokey.
That's a good name for your cat.
Well, that was its name.
That is its
I
name.
I didn't want to change it because I couldn't think of anything better. I'm
so
like,
maybe
whatever.
The tip that you have for Stephanie is keep the nail clippers close.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm assuming you played with it before you got it.
Yeah.
And it was fine.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Did it scratch your face?
No.
Good, good, good. Now, I have two cats, and they're wonderful cats. You
yeah,
played
I like
with
cats.
Both of them.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I like one of them more than the other.
Which one do you like more?
I like Orange better.
We have an orange cat named Orange and a gray cat named Mao.
I mean, Mao is cool, and he's nice and fluffy, but
Mao's
Orange
a fat
and I...
fuck that hates the world, and I like Mao more, and Orange is also delightful.
Yeah, but Orange wants to play with me more.
That's true. I got you this horribly scary owl on a stick from Whisker City. It's a white scary owl, and it appears that the owl is having diarrhea of feathers that happen to correspond with the colors of Christmas. Is that fair to say?
Yeah,
I think it ate a cockatoo.
So, do you have a name for your cat yet?
I think I'm gonna name her Edith Bouvier Beale Haas.
Wow.
Bouvier
oh,
is.
Wait, are you gonna be one of those people that you dub the cat your child?
No,
and you're
no, no,
its
no.
Mother.
I'm just a big Grey Gardens fan.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well,
but actually, this is fantastic because I don't have a toy on a stick.
Now you have a toy on a stick.
I almost Was gonna go buy one before I came
here. You got a scary fucking Twin Peaks inspired owl on a stick with Christmas that's just dying.
This is so big.
It is. That's what she said. It's horrible. I apologize to everyone in the room and everyone listening at home. My deepest apologies. Enjoy your cat.
Thank you so much.
You also are on Twitter.
Yes, which, at Steph Haas.
Oh, that only makes perfect sense for a Twiddle handle. All right. Stephanie, go away. You're fantastic. Right. Thank you. People can see you here all of the time.
Yeah.
She hosts stuff here most Thursdays. She's got Comedy Secrets here the last Tuesday of the month, etc. Mike Pritchard, please come to the stage. You're not going to do an interview. We're just going to talk while you set up, so it's not incredibly weird for like 3 minutes.
Oh, okay.
We're going to talk about Mike while Mike sets up.
About Mike?
Mike. We've known Mike longer than we've had the show.
Yeah?
One of my rare actual friends and not show friends.
Because you don't have friends.
No, everyone in the room is my... Here's the thing about coming home here. I mostly see people at the show now.
Yeah, it's good. It's a built-in audience.
It's a built-in... Thanks. It is a built-in audience, but it's weird because like I don't talk nearly as much as if I'm not behind a microphone anymore. It's very
odd.
Should we
just attach a microphone to you, like a fake one?
Yeah, unless we're podcasting and I can make fun of Vince Vaughn, I don't know what to do. Anyways, Mike is a fantastic man. He's in a wonderful band called Otter Petter. And in addition to being an Otter Petter, he was kind enough to contribute to our first ever holiday album 2 years ago. And that is obviously still available, and you should definitely download it. Mike, I think, wrote one of the only original songs from that recording. It's hands down my favorite song from that recording. And I highly recommend it. It's been Thanksgiving 8. Fucking, what is it called? I remember the melody more than I remember the... It's about how... Christmas threw up on Halloween. It's a great fucking song. You ready to do this?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friend and soon to be yours, please put your hands together for the extremely talented Mr. Michael Pritchard!
Hey, thanks guys. Glad when I am paralyzed, from the neck up to my eyes, from the neck up is a compromise. 'Cause your mind changes like a deer in head, lights across the center line. It's hard to run when your high beams shine. But you got me on pins and needles, high like kites, low like beetles, far above, away from harm, crawling in someone's arms. And there's so many things wishing you that where you might be headed to. Think I'd better follow you. Then my mind freezes like a deer in head, lights across the center line. It's hard to run when high beams shine. You got me on pins and needles, high like kites, low like beetles, far above, away from harm, crawling in someone's arms tonight. Not enough, I will hold you up. It's not enough, I will hold you up. It's not enough, not enough. Now I've been seeing you most everywhere. I run my fingers through your hair. I run my fingers if I thought you cared. But you got me on pins and needles, high like kites, low like beetles, far above, away from harm, crawling in someone's arms tonight. Someone's arms tonight. Thank you. That's a song called Pins and Needles that's on the most recent Otter Pedder record, which I think is in the jukebox. This one is too. Pull your hair back, baby. And brush the dirt out from your fingers where they've been. Since he departed lately, no one's got that much more time to spend. Now all of the restaurants have closed. You're wearing out your shoes, I see your toes. Wading back through town while the world's asleep. And you can always choose the ones you'll keep. It's not like that anymore. No, it's not like that anymore. Pull the covers up tight, baby. Your shoulder blades are sharper than your nails. And you're as cold as roses lately. And I got some secrets of my own to tell. Now all of the restaurants have closed. You're wearing out your shoes, I see your toes. Wading back through town while the world's asleep. You won't always choose the ones you'll keep. It's not like that anymore. No, it's not like that anymore. No, it's not like that anymore. No, it's not like that anymore. Thank God I never cut you loose. 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 It's not like that anymore. No, it's not like that anymore. No, it's not like that anymore. No, it's not like that anymore. Thanks. All right, so I'm going to play a couple old songs that are probably like 9 years old. When I first met you, actually, yeah. I wrote these songs. So.
We took the left lane down the expressway. Kicked your shoes, I said you needed the air.
But nothing since has felt like the breeze that day. Pushing through your lungs, you said you cared. And every day moved faster than sound. Our heads were jets that would never come down. Our hands had moments that would never be found. Be found to let go. Just let go. Those were the days of checking out and watching rooms spin. Late December 86, the year. Your lips were liquid cells advancing through my bloodstream. Current filled my brain and plugged my ears. And every day moved faster than sound. Our heads were jets that would never come down. Our hands hid moments that would never be found. Be found to let go. Just let go. And we paint these pictures of when we're younger. There's nothing better. And every day moved faster than sound. Our heads were jets that would never come down. Our hands had moments that would never be found. Be found to let go. Just let go. Let go. Just let go. We took the left and laying down the expressway. Kicked your shoes off, said you needed the air.
Thank you.
All right.
Two dates and a hard look coffee. It's driving me out of my skull. It's more than I expected. It's more than I could ever bring home. More than I could ever bring home. I wish I could take to the sky like a hummingbird and sing you swiftly back to me. And these arms have only tangled the lines of kites and the lonely work to complicate the lonely work to complicate the lonely work to complicate your scene. Three days and I'm already loathing, cause you wrote me off and you didn't lift a pen. But it would discuss and allow from a library. It's more than I could ever bring home. More than I could ever bring home. I wish I could take to the sky like a hummingbird, sing you swiftly back to me. And these arms have only tangled the lines of kites and the lonely work to complicate the lonely work to complicate the lonely work to complicate your scene. More
could ever bring home. More than I could ever bring home. More than I could ever bring home. It's more than I could ever bring home.
Thank you. Cover you in magazines, my darling. Cover you in magazines. Put you on the cover, not the back page, lover. Cover you in magazines. And I would show you to everyone. To everyone. Put you on a silver screen, my darling. Put you on the silver screen. You can buy the lead or play a big part, honey. Put you on the silver screen. And I would show you to everyone. To everyone. So comb your hair and bat your lashes. Send it off to all the masses. Burn it down and breathe the ashes in. We'll breathe them in. Hey! And I would show you to everyone. To everyone. To everyone. To everyone. To every na 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 na. Thank you. We first met, she said, no one's ever made you so alive. Maybe I was mistaken. We'd lie on our backs in the greenest grass in the neighborhood. Held your hands, they were shaking. And that motion picture sky saw a thousand clouds and I knew it would only pass across our screen. And every single one reminded you that everyone that you had ever held in love will leave somewhere in between. And yet we'd lie like spoons, like the interest that we both accrue. And now we just turn over. And I'm sorry that I said I love you when I only meant goodnight. And now we're 6 months older. And that motion picture sky saw a thousand clouds and I knew it would only pass across our screen. And every single one reminded you that everyone you had ever held in love will leave somewhere in between.
I don't know why. I need distraction sometimes, and it's so ordinary, ordinary. Where I fall apart so easy, where I fall apart so easily. That motion picture sky, saw a thousand clouds in high, knew it would only pass across our screen. And every single one reminded you that everyone you had ever held in love will leave somewhere in between. Gonna lie right down and put my head to sleep, where the breezes blow and the willows weep, and days are not so long. Now the days are not so long, and we could lie beneath the stars, and I would sing to you of daydreams and desires and the sun and the moon. And days are not so long. Now the days are not so long. They can't wake me up tonight, no matter what they try. My heavy head is taking flight, my eyes are butterflies. We build castles in the sky, we float out of our minds. Lit up like the 4th of July. Lit up like the 4th of July. And we could stay up late, and you might read to me the progress in the laughs and the pose of scenery. And days are not so long. Now the days are not so long. And I could dig beneath the stars, and they would sing to you daydreams and desires and the sun and the moon. And days are not so long. Now the days are not so long. They can't wake me up tonight, no matter what they try. My heavy head is taking flight, my eyes are butterflies. We build castles in the sky, and we float out of our minds. Lit up like the 4th of July. Lit up like the 4th of July. Now the days are not so long. 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 Now the days are not so long.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Brandon, for having me.